Supporters say genetically modified foods aren't dangerous, but they should be labeled. Colin O'Neill is with the Center for Food Safety.
This bill is about providing consumers with transparency to allow them to know what they're buying and feeding their families.
But food manufacturers say they would have to create separate labels for Maryland if this became law, and that would be costly. Erica Sealing of Medifast says that company might have to stop selling food here.
It would be extremely difficult for us to produce a product for labeling in one state. It would be easier to simply take that state out of our stream of commerce.
Currently, only Connecticut and Maine require such labeling. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL on WBAL.com.